Hello, folks. Now, it is rather warm here in this studio, and because we don't have any sort of background music or anything, I thought, why not have the sound of the fan? So I'm going to turn the fan on. Hang on. Find the button. Here we go. Right. So now we have the wonderful music of the fan in the background. Oh, yes, because it's very warm here. No sun. I can't see any sun at all. But very humid, and quite possibly this will... Oh yes, that's better. Right, okay, nice and cool now. So, the English programs look at Film 4, the greatest movie station on the planet. It's according to me, of course, but I think a lot of people feel this way. I think Film 4 is wonderful, fabulous, and it's completely free to the end consumer. Great, they have adverts and things, but the result is that you don't have any, any sort of upfront costs. You and I, that is. So that's great. I love it. Film 4, you can get it on a variety of platforms. In particular, it's available on Freeview now. Thursday 26th. What is on today? If you... Oh, this is fantastic. That Riviera Touch. Morecambe and Wise. I love the Morecambe and Wise films. Oh, yes. You know, they performed... If you remember, there's a very famous clip of Paul Mc... well, the whole of the Beatles, actually, with Morecambe and Wise. Aye, Bunzo! Or something. Yes, fantastic. Very funny. Fantastic. I'm laughing just thinking about the clip. They were quite good friends, I believe, the Beatles and Morecambe and Wise. And Morecambe and Wise performed at Liverpool Empire before they were famous. So a bit of a Liverpool connection there. So Morecambe and Wise star in this comic caper as they hit the French Riviera, only to get caught up with a jewel thief, femme fatale, Alexandra Bastedo, and a surfeit? I can't... What's that? A surfeit? A surfeit? I don't know what that is, but it's a very funny film from 1966. There was the Riviera Touch. The Intelligence Men is classic. Dun, 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 dun. If you like all the ballet and things. What's it called? The Swan thing. I've forgotten the name of the ballet. The Swan. It's not called The Swan, is it? What's it called? Pilar. It's not called The Swan. What's it? Something The Swan. The Something Swan. Forgotten. But I love it anyway. I love the ballet. I love the music, but I love the film as well. And there was another one where they go to South America. So I love all the Morecambe and Wise films. That's on 1:05 today, followed by The Enemy Below, The Italian Job from 2003, remake of the British classic, and then Good Morning Vietnam. Yes. Black comedy starring Robin Williams as a DJ. So any films with DJs in, I like to look at those. 1987. Starts off well. One of those things, one of those films where, you know, things can't remain the same. Something's going to happen. It's going to end in tears. But that's pretty good. 9:00. And I think that's it, really. That's all I wish to mention in this particular audio boo. Yes, so all good stuff brought to you the English program today, 26th of May, with a nice background sound of our electric fan, which we need because it is so, it's strange, there's no sun, but it's incredibly, incredibly humid here today. If you've got a favourite film there, if you're a fan of Morecambe and Wise, we'd love to hear from you. You can leave a message on our Twitter page, twitter.com/EnglishRadio, or you can go to our blog, which is EnglishRadio.blogspot.com, and there's a link, a little tiny link you can click on, takes you to our Facebook page. I'm talking like I'm a cast member from Johnny Briggs. Remember Johnny Briggs with the dog and things? Yes, Johnny Briggs. I think it was based on a book. But I used to watch the programme, Avira. And the poor mum was always in the kitchen making the dinners for everyone. Oh, Rita, not Vera. Rita. Yeah. I used to feel so sorry for the poor mum. She was always making dinners for everyone. And they were always complaining about it as well. Okay, that's it for now.